the ocean of dua. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In today's program, we will listen to commentary of Munajat Khamsa Ashar by Sheikh Abdul Reza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
On that morn, before the world was born, in this lonely world I hear that music near and far. Did we the cadence of divine music hear? Did we the cadence of
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح من سواه لتراب مقدمه الفداء. In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful, and may Allah's peace and blessings be upon you and with you, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I am Abdul Reza Bahrani, and this is the Ocean of Dua, in which, inshallah, we will try to interpret and shed light on the passages of Munajat al-Dhakirin, the 13th Munajat of the Khamsa Ashar. So let's listen to some passages of this dua.
Munajat al-Dhakirin,
the whispered prayer of the rememberers.
وها نحن ذاكروك كما أمرتنا.
Here we are, remembering thee as thou hast commanded us.
فأنجز لنا ما وعدتنا.
So accomplished what thou hast promised.
يا ذاكر الذاكرين.
O rememberer of the rememberers.
ويا أرحم الراحمين.
O most merciful of the merciful.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum wal'an alahum ajma'in.
We were discussing this sentence of Munajat al-Dhakirin, فَأَمَرْتَنَا بِذِكْرِكَ وَوَعَدْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ أَن تَذْكُرَنَا تَشْرِيفًا لَنَا وَتَفْخِيمًا وَإِعْظَامًا وَهَا نَحْنُ ذَاكِرُوكَ كَمَا أَمَرْتَنَا. Therefore, you ordered us to remember you and promised us that you will remember us thereby in order to ennoble us and out of respect and honor for us. Now, here we are, remembering you as you have commanded us. And we said that the remembrance of God is not like our remembrance. The remembrance of God is God's mercy, which comes and encompasses us. God's remembrance is tranquility and peace of heart, which fills our heart. The remembrance of God causes us to be under the auspicious of God the Almighty, under the auspicious look and mercy of God the Almighty. And of course, in this case, all the problems will be solved because God has showered you with His mercy. That is the best situation that we can feel. That is the best condition in which we can be. And then you are embraced warmly by God the Almighty. You are hugged indeed by God's love and kindness. And then the hidayah and guidance will be revealed, will be sent down to you. And all of these things are in God's remembrance. So God's remembrance means all the goodness When God remembers you, it means that He grants you will with all kinds of goodness. And therefore, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, said, O God, you commanded us to remember you, and of course, you have promised us to remember us. Okay, ha nahnu dhakiruk kama amartana, here we are, remembering you as you have commanded us. We remembered you, and now it is your turn to fulfill your promise, to act upon your promise and keep your words. Therefore, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, may God's peace and blessings be upon both of them, says, فَأَنْجِزْ لَنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا يَا ذَاكِرَ الذَّاكِرِينَ وَيَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. So accomplish what you have promised us.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The Ocean of Dua, commentary of Munajat Khamsa Ashar by Sheikh Abdul Reza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
O rememberer of rememberers, O the most merciful of the merciful, these are the last sayings of Imam Zainul Abidin in Munajat al-Dhakirin. O God, you yourself have ordered us. So you said in the Holy Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, I will remember you. This is a covenant. This is a promise. And you yourself, O my Lord, in various verses of the Holy Quran, have said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ, Allah does not break His promise. God is not like the other people, that He will forget about His words, that He breaks His words and His promises. No, you said in different various verses of the Holy Quran with different sayings, and of course, you yourself ordered the mu'mineen not to break their words and to abide by their words and their promises and their covenants. And in many cases, you have reprimanded and you have rebuked the people like the Jews for breaking their promise and their covenant with you. So, and you yourself in the Holy Quran have said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ, لَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ أَهْدًا. Allah never breaks His covenant. لَا يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ وَعْدًا. God does not break His promise. And there are so many verses like that. Okay, we are sure that is why Imam Zain al-Abidin, when he wanted to quote those verses of the Holy Quran, said, وَقُلْتَ وَقَوْلُكَ الْحَقِّ. You said, and your words are true, your saying is true. Why it is true? Because he knows that Allah the Almighty in the Holy Quran has said that He will never break His covenant, He will never break His promise and His words. And of course, so we are waiting, oh our God, we are waiting for being showered by Your mercy. We are waiting for Your remembrance. And as we said, Your remembrance will surely bring the peace of heart. And until I'm not experiencing the peace and comfort of my heart, I know that You have not remembered me. And of course, maybe that is because we have not remembered God the Almighty the way that we have to remember Him. And we are just claiming. But okay, Imam Zain al-Abidin says, oh God, I remembered You, You ordered, now فَأَنْجِزْ لَنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا, now accomplish what You have promised. And so we are waiting for the rahmah and the blessing, we are waiting for the mercy and the tranquility and peace of the heart. O ذَاكِرَ الذَّاكِرِينَ. This is also according to that verse, remember me, I remember You. ذَاكِرَ الذَّاكِرِينَ, rememberer of the rememberers. If you are a rememberer, Allah the Almighty will remember you. Ya Arhamar Rahameen, you are the most merciful of the merciful. If you remember me, You will shower me with Your mercy. Alhamdulillah, we finished the 13th Munajat of the Khamsa Ashar. I mean Munajat al-Dhakirin, the Munajat of the rememberers. And we close this program by asking Allah the Almighty to appoint us among His true dhakirin and rememberers. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be close, close to You.